Hi, this is Mike Moyer with Entrust. This is a HelpNet Security product pitch podcast on Identity Guard, our multi-factor authentication platform. Threats in the market keep evolving. We've all seen the headlines, the companies that have been hacked, RSA in the past year, RSA, Symantec, Barracuda, Northrop Grumman, Symantec, DigiNotar, Komodo, L3, all been hacked in this past year. These are very sophisticated companies, very security conscious companies, and they were hacked. The threat landscape has really evolved, allowing the hackers to do this. It's no longer just the guy in his basement. It's no longer just small groups of people who are trying to do it to see if they can get in, maybe to make a little bit of extra money. This is state-sponsored fraud. This is organized crime. This is hacktivism. And it's going across the different elements. It's no longer just a financial online channel. It's the financial groups, it's enterprises, it's cloud computing organizations, it's the online channel, it's mobile, it's covering a broad range of areas. What we're being asked to provide with Identity Guard is strong second factor authentication for a variety of different areas of the organization, whether that's mobile, building access, the online channel, VPNs. People want to have secure email and do that across the logical network, the mobile network, cloud, and the physical access area. The Identity Guard authentication solution, our open software authentication platform, is ideally suited to address these markets. It's one central administration platform that allows you to leverage different authenticators depending on the user, depending on the application you're trying to protect, whether that's in-house or in the cloud. We have the broadest range of authenticators in the market today. They can be totally user transparent. In some cases, our customers want to have something that's all in the background. So we have things like cert-based authentication, machine authentication, and IP geolocation that's looking at the machine that they're accessing the resource from and the location that they're accessing the resource from, but totally transparent to the user. They don't have to do anything. In other cases, they don't mind them carrying something physical, whether that's a hard token, whether that's our patented grid card, or on your mobile device, something that leverages your mobile device to carry like a soft token. We have web-based products, KBA, knowledge-based authentication, and we, of course, support username and password, as well as mutual authentication, where we send back a picture and a caption that you put in the first time you access the site and authenticate it to the site to prove that it's really the site that you're accessing. So that allows you as an organization to mix and match your authenticators depending on what you want to do and what you're trying to protect. One of the areas that we've made a strong push in the last several years and feel that's an important part of authentication infrastructure for companies is in the mobile space. And we've done two things there. We can allow you to consolidate the authenticators that you have. So no longer are you carrying multiple tokens. You can carry a number of different identities on a single device. And so you're still logging in. It's still a token-based authentication on a per-application basis if you want, but it's all on one mobile device where you're not carrying a bunch of different authenticators. We support TVS, so that allows you to send a notification out to the device if you want to confirm whether they have changed their phone number, whether they really want to transfer $5,000 from this account to that account. It can be sent to the mobile device independent of the online channel to give that confirmation. We also can authenticate the mobile device itself, which is also critically important to companies as you do more bring your own device applications in your organization. We've authenticated the user and you need to authenticate the device, and that can be done through certificate-based authentication in the background or transparent OTP, which is requested by the by the authentication platform and sent transparently from the mobile device. And you can also tie it into IP geolocation, where you can see where that device is. And so that way, if somebody has stolen your credentials and is trying to log in from a different device or a different part of the world, you can tell that that's not normally what they would do and take remedial steps. We've also brought together physical and logical access on that mobile device or smart card. So you can use the same mobile device when you log into the building and use that device again to log in to your logical networks. So you're reducing the number of cards you're carrying, you're using stronger authentication, and making it far easier on the user. We can extend this out to the cloud. We have a federation module, which ties into an Identity Guard platform and works with it to help you extend that internal authentication you're doing out to cloud-based application using OpenID or SAML. And this means that you still consolidate what you're doing internally and have control over it, but you're extending that authentication out to the cloud to make it more secure. Adaptive authentication is part of the Identity Guard platform, and that allows you to take a risk-based approach to authentication. If I'm doing certain things, then I'm going to use maybe my transparent authentication to allow it. Once I do something that's more risky, then I'm going to step up that authentication with something else. So, for example, if I'm just checking my balance at my bank, that's a low-risk transaction. And maybe you do transparent authentication, machine authentication, IP geo to authenticate that user. Once I go to transfer funds from one account to another, that increases the amount of risk, and then I may ask them for a soft token or a one-time passcode. We integrate with a majority of third-party products that are important to the enterprise, whether they're applications, whether they're VPNs, mobile device management companies. We tie into our CA, whether that's in-house or an MSO offering. So if you're using certificate-based authentication, you can get that from Entrust and automatically pulled from Identity Guard. Identity Guard has 700 customers in 81 countries in 15 different verticals and about 50 million users worldwide. And this year, for the second year running, we won the SCA Magazine Award for Best Buy for Multi-Factor Authentication.